Good afternoon, and welcome to episode one of Beyond the Gauge, GRC's platform to discuss real data interrogation that influences production operations facilitated by key team members.
GRC is headquartered in Houston and is the largest independent gauge manufacturer with nearly a century of operational differentiation, diversification, and servitization.
Today, we will be talking with Tom Millar, Marketing and International Sales of GRC. Tom is based in Houston and has been a part of the Sercel GRC family for 14 years. Welcome, Tom. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me here.
Tom, let's start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself and your role within GRC.
Sure. I got involved with GRC back in 1998. We owned a company in Venezuela that was focused on maintaining instruments, monitoring equipment, and GRC at the time, Geophysical Research, was one of the companies that we were distributing in Venezuela. Not long after that, I got very involved with the technology side and the sales side supporting GRC, and I was offered a consultant position to travel within Latin America doing specific jobs for them. That transitioned into me growing in the company as an external consultant. Then due to political situation in Venezuela, I decided to leave the country. Later on in 2009, Geophysical Research Corporation offered me their Latin America sales management position, which I took, and I headquartered out of Panama City in Central America. The reason for that was, as a hub, it was easy for me to travel throughout all of Latin America from Panama City, and then also be able to be in the U.S. for some of the meetings that we had up here. In 2015, I was promoted to the International Sales Manager and was asked to move to the headquarter of Geophysical Research Corporation in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Later in 2017, I was promoted to Vice President of Marketing and International Sales, which is the role that I carry on today. So I really feel like I've been working with them since 1998, which kind of totals up now to 26 years and still going.
Can you share some insight into what the addition of Beyond the Gauge capabilities means for customers?
Yes. Geophysical Research was established in 1925. So we're talking about almost 100 years now. And since then, we've built about 140,000 gauges for different applications to provide different solutions. So now in 2024, we want to look at what can we do beyond the gauge? How can we diversify and differentiate ourselves into becoming a solution provider beyond just the gauge? So we're positioning ourselves as a technology company that can digitally interrogate reliable data that is available in different applications around the world, not just oil, gas, but energy in general, fluid management, et cetera. And with this data, we are now enabling our customers and empowering them to make positive decisions on how they can influence the value of their assets. So this is kind of the direction that we want to take moving forward.
How does GRC differentiate itself from competitors when it comes to culture, values, and the overall company vision?
To remain ahead of the curve is critical for an OEM technology company in such a competitive landscape like monitoring and digital enablement. And this is kind of where GRC acts and operates today. So GRC strives to retain customer satisfaction at its highest. For us, we achieve this by tailoring commercial add-ons to the products and services we provide. Some examples of these are how intensive and focused we are in training customers to understand how our products work. We try to convert customers into product champs through our School of Gauge program. Other commercial add-ons are GRC Now, which is basically a program that helps us expedite our products and the lead time that we offer our customers. Another program is GRC Everywhere, where we tailor available customer support for customers, where we go and place information, technical data sheets, expedited ways of contacting key people at GRC to support our customers' needs.
Another good example is our vendor managed inventory program. Well, basically, we deploy consignment inventory in a specific location. And through our customer service team, we're able to also manage that inventory for you. So again, we're always in the need of listening to what customers need and how we can fit for purpose different solutions for them to satisfy those needs.
How does GRC customer service compare to others of the industry? Essentially, how does it go beyond the gauge?
Yes, great question. So outstanding support defines business longevity. At GRC, we secure providing all the needed training required to build product champs and enable customers to properly use our tools and attain the specified performance of them. We gain this by offering fit-for-purpose support to each customer, specifically during the jumpstart adoption process of our products.
Tom, what goals would you like to achieve in 2024 personally and within GRC?
So after several years of undergoing reorganizations, moving from Tulsa to Houston, having to acquire new employees to replace the ones that didn't move with the company. Finally, we're in 2024, and basically we look forward to finally consolidating the international sales force within our target geo markets and in order to operate more efficiently and focused on target accounts. We are in 2024 aiming for a 20 to a 30% exponential international growth. And my personal and corporate role is to attain this, optimizing the need of resources and time. So what we're looking for is to make our team spend more time with their families rather than traveling to very frequently focused locations.
How would you describe the overall company culture of GRC?
So GRC has a strong, diversified, and inclusive culture and an ongoing dynamic to create an adaptable and sustainable workspace for all to share. There are strong initiatives in place by our corporation to drive more face-to-face teamwork and collaboration in order to integrate everyone to attain personal, group, and corporate goals.
Lastly, if there was one thing you would want your colleagues, customers, or future customers to know about you, what would it be?
For me, it's really simple. I strive to make every day of my life fun, but fun is my core value. So if you want to be around me, you need to get ready to have fun.
Thank you so much, Tom, for sharing some insight into Beyond the Gauge today. That was Tom Millar, Marketing and International Sales. If you have any questions for Tom, topics you would like discussed, or if you are interested in learning more about Beyond the Gauge, please email us at tom.millar@surcell.com. On the next episode of Beyond the Gauge, we will talk with Alejandro Villa, Global Customer Support Engineer. Thanks for tuning in to Beyond the Gauge.